This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Improving the land for the next generation. This has been the topic of many meetings over the last couple of years as cover crops have regained popularity. Several farms across the state implement cover crops on a portion of their acres, but one farm in Macoupin County has implemented them on all of their acres. Jeff Johnson and his son Mike of Greenfield started using cover crops about 15 years ago and now use them in all of their fields. The Macoupin County NRCS held a cover crop field day at their farm this week, and I had a chance to talk with them about their operation. Jeff, I guess I'll throw it to you since you're the father here. You have kind of a unique operation around this area. You do a lot with cover crops. You're no-till and have been for a number of years. So maybe give us an overview of your farm, the operations that you do, and how many acres you have.
We're a grain and livestock farm. We have hogs and cattle. We integrate grazing with our cover crops, and we're at 100% cover right now. On 1,700 acres.
How many years ago did you start using cover crops, and then how long did it take you to get to 100%? Because I think that's something that you haven't always done.
Right. We started about 15 years ago with cattle grazing, and we just kept learning of the benefits of the rye, kept seeing what it can do and its capabilities, and we started thinking kind of outside the box with it, and about 3 or 4 years ago, we went 100% with cover. We just expanded on out to our other acres and have making it work so far.
Well, sounds great. Mike, I guess I'll ask you to expand on what benefits have you seen from using the cover crops, and maybe tell us a little bit more about what cover crops you are using.
We see better water infiltration rates, and soil health is better. The plant health is better, kind of improves our yields. We use cereal rye, winter oats, winter barley. We are experimenting with lentils and peas this year. We have used radishes and turnips in the past, and just we're still trying to learn and grow and with the experience.
Have you seen a difference with weed pressure as well? I think that was one thing that was mentioned today when we were in the fields. Has that improved? Have you seen less weeds with using the cover crops?
Our weed pressures have shifted. We see a reduction in the overall amount of weeds, and kind of seem to have our weeds in a single flush instead of throughout the season. It really helps with a better chemical control of the weeds. And really seems to help the crops thrive.
So are you using less chemicals now, less herbicides? And what is the process like before planting time? How are you getting rid of these cover crops, or how do you manage them before you start planting?
Well, we try to watch the weather, and if there is adequate soil moisture, we will continue to let the covers grow until we're ready to plant. If it's looking dry, we'll go ahead and terminate a little bit earlier to try to conserve moisture. All of our chemical passes are usually after planting, kind of your three trifoliate in beans and your standard corn post, probably 3 to 4 leaf, and usually just a single pass is beyond adequate.
So when you talk about terminating them, is this a mixture of tillage and then like a herbicide application or something, or tell us a little more?
Herbicide only. We do not do any tillage.
All right. Well, it seems to be working for you guys. As you said, you're 100% cover crops now and no-till. You also have livestock here on the farm. You've got some pigs and cows. So I don't know, Jeff, you maybe want to tell us a little more about the livestock. I think it's calving season right now for you.
Mike kind of takes care of the end of that side of it. As we're grazing the rye, we'll calve in it also, and it works really well. And like Mike said, it has boosted our conception rates, the cows on the rye, and they're happier and we're happier. On the hog side, we finish quite a few hogs, so we'll in the fall, we'll knife in hog manure after we sow the rye, and it it heals back where your knife marks where you inject, and it helps hold the nutrients in place in that respect. So we're really happy how it's tying in with the manure and the livestock, how it all kind of works and cycles together.
Sounds like it's very sustainable, I guess would be the word we're looking for.
Yes, I agree. That would be a good way to look at it.
Do you have any tips or advice for farmers that would like to start using cover crops? They've never really tried it before, but they're interested in experimenting. Maybe what type to start with and how many acres to experiment with?
I would just start with a small amount of acreage and maybe rye or oats. They winter kill very easily, and a head of corn would work well. That's what we did. We started with a small amount of acres and experimented and learned and grown from there. You just kind of learn by mistakes and or by Mother Nature how to handle things. But start small and then expand from there.
How are you seeding your cover crops? Would you like to explain that at all?
We're using two types of drill, just your regular Great Plains no-till drill, and then we have a Case IH air seeder that we really like the response from it. We have flown cover with plane before. We've had good luck with that, but we like to get the seed in the ground. We see that it seems to catch up with what we've flown over the crop before, so we tend to drill everything.
I'd like to talk a little bit more again about the sustainability side of things, and Mike, I'll talk to you about the cattle. You have a lot seeded in cereal rye. We were seeing in the field today, and you were talking about grazing that and also using it for hay. Would you like to explain that a little bit more for us?
So our primary goal is to graze 365 days a year, if at all possible. We have reduced our hay usage considerably when we switched this program, and also our labor. The cows are happier, we're happier, just so much easier on the calving usually goes smoother. It's just a little more labor intensive to check the cows every day. As far as haying goes, I would prefer baleage with the rye over haying. We have trouble getting it dry enough to keep well. The cows seem to really like it, even if it heats, does very well. Our conception rates are up, our weaning weights are up, just a lot easier on the cows and a lot easier on us.
Do you think the cereal rye, that has more nutritional value or is better for them than just grazing grass? Have you seen improvements from that, or what are your thoughts there?
The problem with cereal rye, when it is booming in the late spring, it'll be pretty washy. There won't be a lot of value there. But we still see a better response than if you're just feeding hay or grain, just a lot less effort for the cows, and they just seem to really do well with it. The turnips work excellent, and the radishes, the cows really do seem to prefer those when we throw them out there.
One thing I didn't ask is how many head of cattle do you have, and then what breed are you raising?
So we're running about 50 head of cows right now, and we finished the calves out on site. We're an Angus-based herd that we have been switching over to balancer-based cattle. We like the fertility and the docility of the Gelvies. We're at about 80% calved right now, and the other benefit with the rye is we really see our calving dates tighten up. The cows get bred sooner, and the calves take off a little better.
Do you rotate then throughout the year from what ground you have them grazing on? You have different patches of cereal rye that you move them to, and about how big of an area are they on?
So with our cattle grazing part of the cover crops, we usually intend to have wheat there as a previous crop and do an early hog manure application to kind of feed the rye, get the rye on early. We'd like to in July if possible. It usually seems it's middle of August before we get around to getting the rye in, just to get a little more tonnage out there. And we'll we'll throw them out on there as soon as we can in the fall if it's dry. We do try to pull them if it's muddy out just to save on wear and tear in the field. And usually plan on about 2 acres per cow per winter. Sometimes it can be up around 5 if it's dry or the rye doesn't take off as well as it should.
All right, well, that sounds good. I guess, Jeff, before we wrap up, I'll throw it back to you for kind of just a general spring planting update. How are things looking on the farm and hopes to get in the field anytime soon, or just kind of waiting and seeing how the weather plays out?
Well, we're always watching the weather, of course. The cover crops look really well this year. They've grown all winter again, as like they did last winter. So we'll just watch our soil moisture and our temperature, kind of like the conventional guys, and kind of play it by ear. And we plan on planting into green cover is our plan, and then killing it after we get it planted. So Mother Nature will kind of show us when to plant.
Jeff and Mike Johnson, a father and son farming operation from Macoupin County. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.